Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler.
Hello.
Doug Steffen may or may not be joining us this hour. We don't know. We're having a little technical snafu. Is that what's going on, Kenny?
Yeah, that's the technical answer to that.
Snafu.
Yes.
It's a thing. Is that the scientific term?
It is. Well, Doug is here in Southern California, and we got a little bit of rain yesterday and overnight, and that plays havoc with everything here.
Did it really rain? Was I sleeping that hard?
You may have been. Maybe that's what kept the raccoons away.
Yeah, every once in a while when it rains around here, everybody melts and goes crazy. But we'll see. Hopefully, Doug, you'll be joining us. If not, he'll have a nice night's sleep, and then we'll take over and have some fun today. I was excited, speaking of sleep, because I don't know if I mentioned it to you on the air yesterday, Ken, but I started the show a little bit tired because I had, like, raccoon home makeover going on my roof. Like, they're building some sort of home for humanity up there, I think. But last night, all was clear on the home front, so that's good. Now, French authorities target the terror cell. We'll start with some of the big news items of the day. And, of course, the nation's still just focused on Paris and what's going on. It seems that these no-go zones have become really a factor in what is turning into being a larger investigation than I think French authorities thought. And if you haven't heard about it, I talked about them yesterday, Ken, but these no-go zones around France, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of these no-go zones. I mean, the number is huge. And there are these little cells within the country of France, which has the largest, I think, 5 million Muslim population in Europe. And there are these areas where police officers don't go in, government officials don't go in. These are little colonies that are operating under Sharia law. And it's been going on for over a decade. It started back in the 90s when Muslims started colonizing in France after they left Algeria, they left Africa, they came over and they started colonizing. And now these are the places where these little sleeper cells seem to be developing. So the French authorities are really trying to figure out how to get in there now and how to track any new activities that are happening. And it looks that as many as 6 members of a cell are actually still involved in these Paris attacks. So even though they thought it might be over when they caught and killed the bad guys, now there's 6 more people that they're looking for.
Yeah, these if you haven't heard of these no-go zones before, this isn't something that that France has sanctioned and said, okay, you can come on in and do this. If you just think about some of the least desirable places in wherever you live, or
they're kind of like a ghetto area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where the gangs kind of take over. That's a lot what this is like, and the police don't want to go in there without backup because the criminals rule, and they just don't have enough police to go in there and do anything, so they just sort of leave them to their own devices.
There are
hundreds of them now.
Yeah, this is what's crazy, is that there's so many. I mean, you think, oh, maybe there's 5, 10. No, there are like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. What I'd heard from somebody who was talking about experiencing one of these is that they actually have gigantic, like, old-fashioned refrigerators on top of buildings. So if, like, police officers, law enforcement try to get in there, these people push these huge, heavy objects just off of random buildings at people as they go. I mean, it's really, it just seems unbelievable. And, you know, the fact that France let this get so out of control is really coming back to haunt them at this point. Now, Also this week, the White House, yesterday, Josh Earnest, the spokesperson for President Obama, came out and did what I think he should have done. There was this rally over the weekend with millions of people standing in solidarity against Islamic extremism. You had like 40 leaders from all over the world. I mean, everybody was there. Angela, you know, Merkel was there, and everybody was represented, and they were all standing strong against Islamic terrorism. And President Obama and the Obama administration didn't go for whatever reason. And even though Eric Holder was there in France, John Kerry was in India, he could have probably stopped by. President Obama, no one quite knows what he was doing, or Joe Biden, no one, not a lot of high-level representation from America there. And so Josh Earnest yesterday held a press conference and said, you know what, you're right, guys, we should have sent somebody. And I think this is the right thing to do. I mean, I know as a journalism student, PR 101, when you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, at some point you just have to say, you know what, sorry about this. And I think what you've seen from this administration, usually they kind of, you know, decide maybe we're just going to hide or point fingers. But Josh Earnest yesterday said, yeah, you're right, we should have sent somebody better.
Yeah, this what seems to have happened is that the Obama administration, their aides who found out about this, they had like about 36 hours notice, and they decided it would be too difficult to get the president or the vice president there with the security and everything, so they didn't even mention it to him. And I don't say that as to suggest that that makes this okay, because it doesn't, but Secret Service didn't know anything about this, and everybody says that Obama was probably watching a football game, but there were no football games on at that time that this was taking place.
There were some football games on Sunday, though. I watched them.
Yeah.
So maybe not at that time, but, you know. All right, up ahead, we'll talk about hackers, and this one's a special interest for you, Kenny, because you handle our Command Central here at the Good Day Show, facebook.com/@ Good Day Show, at Good Day Show on Twitter, and we'll find out what happened with this hacker scandal next. It is the Good Day Show. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler in for Doug Steffen.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Velveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Velveeta, morning win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license, law 50 states, and law number 3030.
Hey,
Brenda.
Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards.
For shopping.
Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
It is a Doug Steffen Good Day Show. I am Jennifer Horn. That is Ken Kessler. And Doug Steffen is having some technical difficulties today. He'll either be back with us or he won't. How's that for an answer?
Yes, so we've taken over.
All right, some big sports news, Ken. For the first time, they have this national championship game in college football. Mm-hmm. Big deal, I guess, if you're into college football. And Oregon, the Ducks, they faced off against Ohio State and the Buckeyes. Is it just fun to say Buckeye and Duck all at the same time?
It is.
What was the big score? I was going for Oregon, but I think I lost. What was the score last night?
Yes, you did. Ohio State won 42-20. Or as I like to say, a whole lot to not as much.
Yeah, no kidding. Holy smokes. You know, I was reading an article about Oregon, and they were talking about this this coach that they have, and I can't remember his name because that's, you know, college football, and I'm not quite there yet, but I'm trying. Anyway, they talked about how he has this style of coaching that doesn't require any yelling, that he's really kind of a low-key kind of guy, and that he really has got like a softer, gentler coach. And the idea is that this works better with millennials' frame of mind because they don't like to be yelled at. Here's a newsflash for you. Nobody does.
Yeah, no kidding.
Take it from this generation XYer. Nobody does.
That's how it used to. That's what made it work before. You don't like to be yelled at. So when you get yelled at, you don't do that again.
That's right. You learn your
lesson. And then you don't get yelled at again.
And I'm just going to say, sir, they lost the game. So maybe you ought to start yelling. All right. So the Twitter account and the YouTube pages for U.S. Central Command were hacked this week. And for several minutes, Kenny, they carried these messages promoting the Islamic State. One that said, American soldiers, we are coming. Watch your back, ISIS. This sent the U.S. military just scrambling to respond. They suspended both accounts. The Twitter account is now back online with a message proclaiming, we're back. CENTCOM temporarily suspended its Twitter account after an act of cyber vandalism. Now, the ironic thing here is that this was all going on when President Obama was giving a speech about cyber attacks.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was visual aid number one, but this is, you know, happened.
We're stepping up security. Pay no attention to what's going on right now.
Exactly. We're just practicing. This is just a drill. Officials said that they're investigating the hack, but no one, it appears no classified information was released. But what I think is kind of scary is one of the items that appeared was this webcam that was looked like it was taken footage from, like, inside a military base.
Ooh.
Did you see that?
No, I did not. I just saw some of the messages that they posted.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a weird thing. Central Command spokesperson Patrick Ryder said that they're still looking into this, and that the initial assessment is that there was not a lot of damage. No classified information was posted, but the tweets contained what appeared to be like military plans, contact information for military officials, and that image from a computer webcam at a military facility. So this is kind of scary stuff. And in the new age of these cyber attacks, it seems like we're going to have to start shifting our game plan a little bit. We've got to start looking out for the cyber stuff and now these small cells. And, you know, is this kind of the new face? Is this how we maybe spend less time focusing on military tactics and more time focusing on cyber crimes now?
Well, keep in mind, too, that this it's not like they broke into the Pentagon, that they got into Twitter and YouTube. So it's a social media account.
How hard is that,
account,
by the way?
As a social media guru. it doesn't seem to be that hard. In fact, we were talking about a new virus that was going around last week that helps hackers find your password. So you need to make sure that you have something very clever, uppercase, lowercase, numbers, all that kind of stuff.
Let us know what your password is right now. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We'll practice our hacking skills. It's 21 past the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Joining us here in a little bit. And that is Chubby Checker doing the twist, which was number one this week, way back, wait for it, 1962.
For the second time, which set a huge record that I don't think has been broken, because it was number one 2 years before that as well.
No kidding, 2 years?
Yeah, two times it went up the chart to number one.
And I'm going to say it was close to number one again, because I don't know if you remember this. I'm going to go into my way back machine, back to the 80s when I was a wee girl. Well, I was never a wee, but I was a younger girl. How about that? And I remember Chubby Checker doing a remix with the Fat Boys. Do you remember them?
Oh, yeah.
It was Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys just doing the twist. Do you remember that? That was a good one.
I do.
I remember the Fat Boys who were they were a large group of rappers. And when I say large group, I mean there were only two of them, but they were large. And they were wearing like patterned, like old-fashioned, like bowling, golfing, weird pants. You know what I'm talking about? Doing the twist.
I remember that.
All right, about this time every day, we check in and see what the late night shows were doing, because you know what, let's be honest, none of us stayed awake for them because we have to be up so early for this show. So let's see what Conan had to say last night.
I hate to say this, but people are starting to talk about the 2016 presidential race already.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, this is interesting, the potential presidential candidate that most voters said they'd like to live next door to is Elizabeth Warren. That's what they said. That's what they want to live next door to. Personally, I'd like to live next door to Mitt Romney, because that would mean I have billions of dollars.
Yeah.
He's so right about that. All right, now Jimmy Fallon talking about another one of our rich friends, Donald Trump.
Big, big political news over the weekend. That's right. Donald Trump said that he is thinking very seriously about a 2016 presidential campaign. You can tell he's serious because today I saw him shaking hands and firing babies. And you know, it's serious. It's real. That's what you do. Suck your thumb too much. That's right. The big news, though, is that Mitt Romney has announced that he is considering a third campaign for the presidency.
Yeah.
He made the announcement on Friday during a private meeting with donors. It's pretty shocking, you know, that Mitt Romney needs donors. I mean, what are these guys? Trillionaires? Yeah.
And so it begins. The attacks on poor rich Mitt.
Yeah.
Seth Meyers took a few blows as well.
This is so very exciting political news. Mitt Romney said Friday that he is considering a third presidential bid. Yeah. Romney said he got the idea from watching his dog repeatedly run into an electric fence. I could do that.
I'm telling you, you know, Seth Meyers' delivery is a little strange, but he has mm-hmm. the funniest writers, and I don't know, yeah. I'm really growing to like him. And yeah. it's funny, in those jokes, again, Conan and Seth Meyers kind of beats out Jimmy Fallon. It's interesting to see where the writing is strong.
Yeah.
So you can let us know who you're supporting early on. I mean, gosh, the presidential election starts way too early. It's not going to, you've got a few years to plan, but is there anybody from out of the gate that you're supporting, whatever side of the aisle that you're on? You can let us know, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Ken Kessler will be following that. Or you can tweet us, twitter.com@Good Day Show. And we'll check in with Ken later to see what we have percolating up there. How about that? It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, as we approach his deadline, what do you think about Ezekiel Emanuel's opinion that he doesn't want to live beyond 75 because he's well beyond his creative peak?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excited and turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, a big proponent of the Affordable Care Act, has now on his own said that he doesn't want to live much beyond 75 because that's well beyond his peak of creative power. Says him. What do you guys think?
Most of his policy prescriptions are relatively modest, you know, that research should really focus on how we make old age more pleasant rather than solely extending life. There is, though, this sense that life isn't living if you're not at the top of your capacities. And someone who's already passed his peak, I kind of resent this. And as someone who knows and loves very many disabled people, I really reject the suggestion.
Rich says he resents it. I resemble the remark. It's just absurd. I mean, all around us, there are examples that disprove what he said. I mean, you look at what Pope Francis is doing. He's very, very impressive. I don't know if he's at the peak of his powers, but he's certainly having a huge impact on the world. You look at John Kerry, who I think is a very, very effective Secretary of State, who's, I guess, at this point, 71 or 72. I just thought the whole statement was ridiculous.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, IN4.com.
Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That is Ken Kessler. Let's see. Jennifer Horn, check. Ken Kessler, check. Huh. Doug Steffens, good. Doug Steffens, no check. I know who's missing. Something very, very strange is going on. It's actually a little technical snafu that we've been having. Doug may be joining us this hour. If not, the rebels are ruling the roost. How do you like that, Ken?
Yeah, I like it very much.
Now, gosh, cold all the way across the country, except here in Southern California, nanny, nanny, nanny. And there's a story at DougSteffen.com today, you can check it out, about this Islamic scholar that is actually banning snowmen. What's the story, Kenny?
Well, they say that they hardly ever get snow. I think this was in Saudi Arabia.
True, by the way. And, yes.
And they did recently, and the kids were out making, don't laugh, but the kids were out making snow camels. It's true. Yeah, and they don't want them to get used to doing that because they say that's too Western, and they don't want anybody doing things that we do here in the West, so they're trying to ban
that. No wonder
they're
mad all the time. The kids can't make snow camels. Crying out loud. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Story at DougSteffen.com. Also at the website and on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, there's a controversy brewing with McDonald's. Now, there's a video, a new commercial that McDonald's has released, and we can't play you the audio. You have to actually go and see it. But in the commercial, there are pictures of the Golden Arches, and then underneath them, lots of, like, inspirational messages, like, Boston Strong, we'll be back, you know, hashtag. What are some of the things that they're talking about?
We remember 9/11.
Right.
They're not all like that. They're things
some
about
welcome
veterans.
Welcome to a new baby girl or something like that in the neighborhood.
Yeah, the campaign is supposed to be showing how McDonald's is everywhere and it's a part of our lives, that kind of thing. So there are commercials about happy birthday to somebody who was turning 100, I think, and there was a sign for a big wedding anniversary or a new baby. But there are also lots of signs that are about tragedies, about floods, about and things that didn't even take place wherever that particular McDonald's is located. Our thoughts are with the people of Haiti, lots of things like that. And some people, especially on social media, because that's what they do, are very upset about this because they say McDonald's is exploiting tragedy. And
I don't know if I agree. I mean, look, you know, obviously advertising just as itself is exploitation. I mean, we were talking about this off the air, and our producer Kara said the same thing. You know, this is something when you advertise, you are exploiting something about your business. But at the same time, you know, they have the opportunity to do negative advertising, positive advertising, or whatever they want when they're spending their dollars on TV ads. This, to me, at least they're showing that McDonald's is trying to be a positive influence on culture. I mean, it is one of our oldest and probably most trusted brands, wouldn't you say?
Oh, sure, absolutely. But, you know, there are, anybody who has spent any time, especially on Twitter, know that there are people out there just waiting to be snarky about something, looking for something to be angry about. Sadly, that's the case. I don't know, a lot of them have plenty of anti-McDonald's things to say anyway.
Right.
People who are not big fans of their food and how bad most of their food is for you. And there's the whole pink slime thing about the chicken nuggets. But
is this really what Twitter's doing? They're like, oh, this McDonald's commercial, they said Boston Strong. This is making me very upset about pink slime. I mean, at least they're doing something. I mean, this is a commercial that makes you feel good maybe for a few minutes. I don't know. Check it out. Let us know what you think. We have a poll, actually, right now at DougStephan.com that you can take a look at and vote. Let us know what you think of these signs commercials. Do you think it is very powerful? I like it a lot. It's okay, but nothing special. It's in bad taste. It exploits tragedy, shame on them, and I haven't seen it yet, which you don't have an excuse for, by the way, because it's right there at the website. You can let us know what you think, or you can visit our Facebook page and give us a comment about that. Now, I noticed that Donald Trump is in the news, Kenny. Did you hear about this?
Yes, I did. It makes me laugh every time he's in the news. I hope he does run because he's very entertaining.
Well, he always is asked that question, would you run for president? Well, Donald Trump is complaining again about the roar of jets. This is a $100 million lawsuit over air traffic that he said is purposely being directed to fly over his ritzy Palm Beach club. Trump filed the suit against Palm Beach County last week, claiming his history of conflict with Palm Beach International Airport has led officials to spitefully redirect air traffic over his historic Mar-a-Lago estate in South Florida. You know when your house has a name? You know you're rich. Like,
yeah.
My house doesn't have a name. I just go, oh boy, here's Jen's house. It's not Mar-a-Lago. He said, quote, I'm saving one of the great houses of this country and one of its greatest landmarks. And it's being badly damaged by the airplanes. Now, rather than fanning air traffic in multiple directions, Donald Trump says the county's airports director, who's been named in prior litigation followed by Donald Trump, has successfully pressured the Federal Aviation Administration to have controllers direct almost all flights that are going due east directly over Mar-a-Lago. And he calls the action deliberate and malicious. Why would they do that? Does this guy have no other thing to do other than harass Donald Trump?
I find it hard to believe. I just don't have that kind of tinfoil hat that I can believe that the aviation people are out to get Donald Trump or just out to annoy him.
Although that is a fun goal.
Right. That said, if you've seen any of the stuff Donald Trump regularly says, you can certainly understand somebody going, you know, we could just make all the planes go over his house.
You know, they probably are doing it to see if that fake hair of his jumps off his head a little. They're probably trying to get the wind blowing just so that that two pages flies up. Now, he's complaining because the noise, the vibrations, and the emissions from the planes are causing cracks and damage to the construction of his home. So this isn't just like an annoyance with noise. He's saying it's actually cracking the antique Spanish tiles, that it's the roofing, the floors, the columns, and, you know, actually causing physical damage in addition to interrupting the serenity and tranquility of the ambiance of his home.
How close are these things flying to his house?
It might
I have
be like
planes
low,
that
low.
Fly over, and, yeah, I have planes that fly over our house, and I don't notice the antique Spanish tile or anything else.
Nothing's cracking.
No.
I will tell you from personal experience, way, way back when I was, again, a young girl, and my parents went through a divorce, and my dad had to move into a condominium. Okay, there was my Dr. Phil moment.
That's very nice.
He did have to go into a condo, though, and my parents first split up, and my dad was actually in the flight path for Burbank Airport here in Southern California. And man, Ken, when it was like right as they were landing, and when those planes would go overhead, he was on the second floor, and the place would shake. I mean, it was like, it just... It's like watching Honey Boo Boo when a train goes by, you know, and they all shout, train! I mean, that's kind of what you felt like. So I understand where if it's that close on, like, on landing, or but it seems like these are when they're taking off and going east. I don't know. In any case, Donald Trump, not too happy. And speaking of travel news... the strengthening economy in the U.S., U.S. businesses spent a record amount in corporate travel in 2014, which I guess is some good news. They're expected to spend even more this year. This is according to the Global Business Travel Association. U.S. companies spent an estimated $292.2 billion last year on an increased number of business trips, and they are forecast to spend over $310 billion this year in 2015,
wow.
So that's 6% more. You know, when people travel for business, too, they don't mess around. I mean, if your company's paying, you tend to, you know, go maybe business class, maybe first class to get the upgrade. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're spending a little more money. And you know what I love is when you see these people that have thousands and thousands of miles and they never fly on their own, but they're collecting their own personal miles for their business travel.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. That's a perk.
That's what I want to do. I want the upgrade.
Yes, please.
Also in business news, Apple and Google looking pretty bad so far this year. Those are the stocks, you know, everybody, when you're first starting out in investing, everybody's like, I have to have Apple stock. Got to have Apple stock. Well, not looking so good so far. Shares of Google Monday closed down $3.66. That's 0.7% to $497.06. And they're down 6.3% just in 2015. And Apple investors feeling the same thing, not quite so bad. They got hit. Shares fell to $2.76. That makes them $109.25 a share. They're off about a percentage point this year, and they've fallen 9% from their highest point in the last 52 weeks. To me, this means, I don't know a lot of finance, but it means if it's low, we buy now. So if you do want to get started and buy those Apple shares, wouldn't you do it this week until they go up again?
And I was really surprised when I heard this morning, because coming off of Christmas, I bet a lot of people got Apple products for Christmas and iTunes gift cards. And I feel like this has to be temporary.
It's got to be, because, I mean, those products are constantly coming out. I think what happens when you're a company like Apple is that you have to constantly keep topping yourself. And that's a struggle. But if anybody can do it and has consistently done it over the last decade, it is Apple. So we'll continue to follow that story. Plus, we're going to take a little trip to Washington, D.C. Some new faces are entering the race for president and the Keystone Pipeline. All up ahead, it's Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. cliffgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
It is Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen having a little technical outage this morning. Speaking of someone who's not, by the way, having a technical outage, he's actually having a technical inage. Mitt Romney, Ken, is saying, you know, maybe the third time will be the charm. And he's considering running again for 2016 as a Republican candidate. You know, I like Mitt Romney. I think that he actually truly wants to do this, not because it's an ego thing for him, but I think he actually feels like this is his destiny. Mm-hmm. I think the media kind of sold him short by making him into the out-of-touch, rich, white guy. And I don't know if he was mean enough to do that campaign that he did last time. I mean, when you saw him running up against Barack Obama, there was a moment during, I think it was their second debate, where he really could have gone in for the jugular, and he didn't. He chose not to. And I actually applaud that, but it doesn't, unfortunately, win you any elections. Do you think it'll be different this time if he kind of ramps up his campaign, or will it be the same old, do you think?
I my opinion on Mitt Romney, and aside from the out-of-touch thing, I think he's too nice. He certainly comes across as too nice, and politics is not nice, and you've got to get tough. There are going to be a lot of there were personal attacks before, and he doesn't handle them very well.
Well, he just doesn't want to play, which I actually respect about him. But, you know, at this point, you have to, you don't have to get necessarily dirty, but you do have to play a tougher game than I think he did the last time. It'll be interesting to see what happens, because Jeb Bush has also thrown his hat into the ring. And what happens when these playing fields, you know, you've got so many different factions of the Republican Party, and with Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney kind of coming in as the kind of the old school establishment type of Republican, they'll start sharing money, donor money, essentially. So this could be impactful for both of them when they're trying to raise money, because they're both kind of running from that same aspect of the ticket. Although I'd have to say I would support Mitt Romney over Jeb Bush, only because I think the media will make it very difficult for a Bush to win the presidency again. But we'll see what happens. I like Jeb. I think there's a few things for both of them to work out. So far, I haven't seen that perfect candidate work its way out, kind of like Hillary Clinton has done on the Democratic side. So we'll keep following that story. Also, good news if you're a fan of this Keystone Pipeline. The Senate voted 63-32 to clear a procedural hurdle, begin debate on the bills. This is good news if you want to see that Keystone Pipeline getting closer and closer to putting something on the president's desk. It is 51 past the hour as we continue here on Good Day.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And that's Ken Kessler, and it is technology time, Kenny. Now, Apple TV, I'm intrigued by this. I have a Roku box, but I've been thinking about Apple TV because you have access to iTunes. Do you have one of these in your home?
I have the Roku. I do not have Apple TV.
All right, well, Shelley Palmer is here. He is our technology guru. He knows it all, and he's going to talk about tips to get the most out of that Apple TV that's in your home.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, a new Apple TV is coming soon, and it may even let you watch cable TV and play games. But any new hardware is a few months away, so here are some tips to get the most out of your current Apple TV. If you hold down the menu button while doing anything, you'll get back to the Apple TV dashboard instantly. If you're browsing through a video app like Netflix or HBO Go, pressing play on what you want to watch will load the video immediately. There's no need to go to the summary page to start your video playing. And during video playing, playback, holding up shows info about the video, then holding select while that info bar is up gives you audio options like closed captioning. Finally, if you're tired of that tiny Apple TV remote, you can control your Apple TV with any iDevice through Apple's remote app, which makes it easier to do a lot of things, especially searching for that next movie you want to watch. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At the U.S. Postal Service, we deliver to every address in America.
So when it comes to packages you need to return, for whatever reason,
don't go out of your way to return it.
Because we'll already be there, delivering your mail.
Like we do almost every day.
So it's easy for us to pick up your return.
Just print a label.
Schedule a free pickup.
Leave it for me.
Me.
Or me.
And we'll return it for you. For more information, visit USPS.com/returns.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cold Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex, spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah, I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing.
Nice. Refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. We're sponsored.
Jennifer Horn and Korn and Ken Kessler. And for Deck 7, wow, that was a fun slip, wasn't it? I like my new name, Jennifer Korn. Hey, Kenny, do you ever gamble online? It's true confession time.
No, I don't. Only because I don't have any money. So
I don't either. I get really sad. Like, I mean, I'll save up like 40 or 60 or maybe even 100 if I want to go big, like if I'm going to Vegas or something to gamble. But
yeah.
I don't know. Sitting at home just doesn't do the same thing for me. I kind of like to have the cigarette smoke billowing in my face when I'm gambling. You know, it just seems like the two of those things go hand in hand. My air at home is way too clean. But there's gambling applications now. We're switching from social games that don't like dish out the real money to a real currency gambling in some countries, which is going to help push the market to $2 billion now. It's $2.7 billion now. It'll become a $100 billion revenue market by 2017. This is according to App Annie. And, you know, this is dangerous. I'm sorry. It's all right. People already have enough issues with gambling other than to bring it into their homes and make it even easier to just sit in front of the computer and press these buttons. Because the thing with the gambling is when you don't think it's real money, like if it's just credits or something like that, it can become very easy to maybe overspend a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Very, very easy.
Also in electronics, smart home technology gets a lot of attention this past week over at the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. Roughly $1.9 billion in sales were recorded in home technologies market in 2014. That's because of the smart home-focused companies that exhibited last week at CES, including SmartThings, Honeywell, D-Link. You know, I like to keep my home. I was actually chatting with my dad about this. Smart homes are great, but when you have a super smart home, too many things go wrong. A lot of things break when you have a lot of gadgets around the house. I'm going to keep my home smart but simple. That's going to be my goal. I'm going to have a refrigerator that just like dispenses water. I don't need it to actually, you know, put the perfect cooling temperature on my carrots, you know. I'm going to take it easy. How about that? It is 59 past the hour here on Doug Steffens. Good day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.